Good morning, and welcome to this week's Public Affairs program. I'm Jay Zimmer in the newsroom. Our program today is with Ivy Tech trustee Lynn Konyea and information on what's happening at that statewide college.
I am not an employee of Ivy Tech. I am a volunteer. And over the last, 10, 15 years, whatever, I've become passionate about Ivy Tech and its mission because of all the people I've seen it help and the great things they do. As I go around, a lot of people don't understand just what Ivy Tech does. It's like it's over there. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about so I can maybe you can help some people along the way. So I'd like you to be thinking about someone, whether it's a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, or whatever, that doesn't like their job or maybe doesn't have a job. They want to skill up. They want to change. They want to do something different. Nowadays, think about some young person graduating from high school and, it's tough to get into college. Some of them, frankly, didn't do well last year. And I talked to someone the other day that they think their senior may not graduate. These kind of people need some sort of change or some upgrading their skills are the kind of people I'd like you to keep in mind as we go through this program today. I think you all do understand that Ivy Tech Community College is a statewide college, 18 campuses around the state. Overall, they have about 90,000 students either on campus or online because of the pandemic. But besides that, there are another 60,000 plus students who are doing high school dual credit. And I'll talk a lot about that in a minute. Like I started to say, I started my tenure as a campus trustee for Ivy Tech about 6 years ago. And I thought I knew what they did. You go over there and you train to get a job, something like that. And so through my tenure with economic development and also as a trustee, I've learned it's just way deeper than that. Ivy Tech brings a great deal to the community. We'll get into that, but it's critically important to our employer. It helps startups. It does so much. And we partner with, our partner at Indiana University and other public universities around the state. So what it's really about, what we're trying to do is give everyone in the state an opportunity to get the skills and training they need to live a fulfilling life, get a well-paying job, be able to move themselves forward in society. That's really the ultimate mission behind all this. So, whether it's a recent high school graduate or not, or whatever, the person who maybe was unemployed by the pandemic, needs a job, they're able to get this kind of thing close to home, and it's highly affordable. We're going to talk about the supportive learning environment that Ivy Tech offers, and we'll go through all that here as we go on. So let's talk about how we help a student that shows up. Now, this is, when I say student, this could be a 70-year-old, it could be an 18-year-old, it could be a 50-year-old, it could be someone in an academic course, it could be someone in a job training course. So this is the whole student body that we're talking about. So one, they get academic tutoring, and it's free, okay? So sometimes we'll get a student who hasn't done well in high school. They weren't interested, they didn't do well, they're out a little bit. They now realize how important it is, and they want to get back in, and they want to get their training, they want to get their education. We give them academic tutoring. So maybe you have a high school student who's not quite ready for college. They need the math and the writing that's so tough usually for a lot of them. They can take it at Ivy Tech. We'll help them get through that and learn it. Life coaching. This has become critical, particularly in the pandemic. By life coaching, we'll help them with their day-to-day problems so that they're able to come to class. They're able to take that class on with intent. Whether that's dealing with childcare, dealing with life issues, medical issues, whatever it is, we'll try to help them through that. Then with the career coaching, when they come to us, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, how does that connect to a career? What does that mean? And help teach them and talk them through where they're going and how they get to that end. And we do that through proactive advising. Now, what that means is we don't wait for a student to come and knock on some advisor's door. When a student enrolls at Ivy Tech, we knock on their door and we say, hey, we want to talk to you about what your plans are, what you should be doing, what we think you're doing. How's it going? Do we need to do something different? Do we need to help you? Do you have a problem? And so it's very proactive. And then, of course, we have financial advising where we help them with the obvious, which is financing their education, but also with their own budgeting issues. You know, sometimes that's a real problem for them, to help them stay on as a student. If we have to, we'll do that. And many of our students are interested in student life, getting to know other students. And we have a very robust student organization and student groups that gather and share information across all the ages. So the support network for someone walking into Ivy Tech is enormous. And it's actually the critical basis for their success, for keeping them in, keeping them on track for their education. Okay, so who teaches out there? I mean, who are these people? They'll have a master's degree, minimum of a master's degree, or industry-related training that would be the equivalent. You'll see what that means in that. I talk about the trades. And many of them do have their PhDs, routinely get statewide honors for its faculty. Their focus is on student success. Unlike Indiana University, we're not a teaching and research institution. Ivy Tech doesn't do that. Their mission is to educate students. That's foremost in our mind when the student walks in the door. Is when they walk in, we want them to be a success in that class, in life, and in their entire academic career. We have a very robust information technology department. We're talking about the degree that Ivy Tech gives is a two-year associate's degree. Okay, so it's a two-year program. As you go in that program, you stay in it a semester or two, you get a certification in a particular field. Stay in a little bit longer, you get a technical certificate in that field, and then after 2 years, you get an associate's degree. Okay. The information technology computer science field is incredible. It has a 100% placement rate. That means the kids that come out of this program, some of them get their jobs before they even graduate. They get their certification. They're in such demand. And they start usually around $60,000 plus benefits. The demand for these students is just incredible. And we're turning out quite a few of them, as many as we can. The other one's health sciences. As you can imagine, we have a very high placement rate, good pay, good benefits for nursing. Nursing, you know, it's full. I wish we had the capacity to teach more nurses. We do radiation therapy, a very technical field, respiratory therapy, and some of the other fields that these people get hired out of these programs. That is not a problem. So if someone's struggling for a job, think of one of these career fields, information technology, whatever it is, and what Ivy Tech will do is help them get there, help qualify them so that they can meet the requirements to get these jobs. Not to forget that we do teach the skilled trades and advanced manufacturing, many of which make more than the other fields I've just talked about. Make more than many college graduates could think about earning in their first job. HVAC, welding, any kind of industrial technology, the automotive. We just opened a new automotive technology program because the car dealers were saying we can't get people that know how to deal with the modern automobile, the technology of it. We've got electric vehicles coming online. You have to be highly skilled and trained to deal with those issues. And that's what we're looking at. Electricians, automation, robotics. Biotechnology is a big one. We have one of the finest biotechnology training programs, I think, anywhere in the country. So that's, I sort of specialize on some of those ones that have virtually 100% career placement. We have all these other things that people can, that anybody who has an interest in this can get a certificate or a two-year degree in. And they're also very successful programs. Our entrepreneurship, and it is a statewide curriculum, and it is very well known for entrepreneurship. If someone wants to start a business, they're not sure what they're doing, Ivy Tech is the place to go. So in addition to the academic, take these number of classes, get these number of credits type of program that leads to an associate degree, we also do a great deal of workforce training. Talk to an employer. What are your training needs? We put together the course. We can either bring them to Ivy Tech to teach them, or we can come into the employer to teach them. It could be a two-day course or a one-week course, but it's designed to skill these people up to make them better workers, you know, have a more trained, skilled worker, be more productive, and then move up the ladder, get a better job if that employer. And it's highly customized. Okay, one of the most fascinating things about going to Ivy Tech. So if you're in high school, you can enroll, if your high school participates, in dual credit courses. And many of you have children or grandchildren who have done this. And that's where you take the class in high school, and not only do you get credit towards your high school graduation, but you get credit at Ivy Tech for that class. You get college credit. There's also dual enrollment, where you take a class at high school and then you go out to campus or go online and take that class at Ivy Tech. That's a slight distinction between dual credit and dual enrollment. We also have an accelerated program for recent high school graduates who are up to the task. We can accelerate the 2 years into 11 months. And that condenses it, and they get their associates and are able to move on in an 11-month period. And that's been very, very successful. And then Ivy Accelerate for working adults to help them take the classes they need in the sequence they need to move quickly through the program. Let's talk about dual credit for a minute. In high school, when they go from one class to another in that building, they're earning college credit through Ivy Tech. And last year alone, they earned 2,724 credits. The value of that is over $400,000. Now, bear in mind, they're not paying for these college credits. They are getting them free because they're in high school taking that class. So it's like getting a scholarship, okay, that allows them to be ready to go when they go into any four-year public school that they're admitted to. So how that works is, and the best example I can give you that is as a campus trustee, I get to dress up in a funny outfit and attend graduation. Last year at our, 2019, our last live graduation, I was sitting on this stage and they were handing out diplomas. They were coming across, and across comes a group of students. I think there was a dozen of them. They had special cords on. I asked what that was. They were high school students. They had taken enough dual credit in their high school that they actually received their two-year associate's diploma from Ivy Tech before they walked across the stage and got their high school diploma a month later. They came out of high school basically as a junior in college. It is an incredible feat, but it saved an enormous amount of money for these people. It is phenomenal what they can do with dual credit. The thing about that is that they usually live here. They want to stay here. They want to improve where they are right here. And so we're not doing a brain drain. They can afford to go to Ivy Tech, and they're likely to stay here and enhance our economy. And that's an important factor as opposed to just coming and leaving. We like the fact that they're sticky. They stay here once they come in. So we talked about credentials. Now, if any of you work in industry or whatever, or even, you know, software, it's all about credentials. You know, what certificate do you have? If you have this certificate, it proves you have been trained on a certain subject. Now, it could be on a certain piece of software, because there's a ton of those. It could be on a piece of equipment, anything like that, or in a process, in a biotechnology process, that you know how to get that vaccine into that vial using these devices. And that's a certificate. And there are usually two levels. There's sort of the beginner certificate and then the advanced certificate before you get your associate's degree. So these people have in their personnel file this certificate, which gives them a leg up in terms of pay, promotion, and benefits. Many times this is paid for. They didn't have to pay for these things. Their employer paid for it, or the state of Indiana paid for it. So that's the first line is that's what I talked about, stackable credits. So your first 15 credit hours in a career field will get you a certificate. The next 30 gets you the technical certificate. And then 60 credit hours, you get an associate degree. Okay. We also have a program called Hoosier Link. So it's tough to get in to four-year public schools. The pandemic and the dropping of the ACT and the SAT has pumped applications unbelievably. If you get into a public or any college now, you're doing well because the number of applicants they get is staggering. So there is a group called Hoosier Link, and these are students who come out and they are, this is my word, not the technical word, I'll call them conditionally admitted. They need a little help shining up what they did in high school. And so they come to Ivy Tech for their first year, and they take their first year with Ivy Tech. And because we have smaller class sizes, we are student focused on their success. They are able to get themselves up to speed, and they transfer over to IU or pick another school as a sophomore, and they're ready to go and succeed in college. If they take the basic credit hours on their associate's degree at Ivy Tech, they can transfer it as a junior to a public four-year institution in the state of Indiana. And there's a program called Indiana College Corps that's the word we give for this transfer of their credits to a four-year institution. Here's the economics of it. Someone gets their associate's degree in cybersecurity, they would have paid about $10,000 for that 2 years in tuition and fees. Now that assumes they're paying out of pocket. Many times you can get a grant or whatever, but let's say they borrowed the $10,000. They've got stackable credentials. A lot of them can get a job after one, you know, the 15 credit hours and after 30. And many of them do have part-time jobs because they're so lucrative. But anyway, so any one of these fields that you start off, you get, for example, a digital forensics. The next one is network penetration. The next one is network security. These are levels of cybersecurity. So you get out of that, you get a job at $60,000. It's probably higher than that right now, plus benefits. So you can pay off that student loan at $300 a month, and you're done. You don't have the student debt the rest of your life. And particularly if you've received a scholarship from a local group or organization through a fund they set up at Ivy Tech or something like that, the cost of this is even lower. So it's very, very affordable, and you can pay it off in a reasonable period of time without mortgaging your future. Maybe I'll just tell you about a person I talked to last week on Tuesday. It's a 57-year-old woman. She lost her job at the beginning of the pandemic and was just going through her savings like crazy and didn't know where this was going to end. And a friend of hers told her about this program at Ivy Tech. There's a partnership with the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, Department of Workforce Development, and Ivy Tech, that if you want to make yourself workforce ready, in other words, you want to train in one of these five fields, they will pay for it. You pay nothing. If you qualify and your income, whatever all that stuff is they go through, you qualify for that, you can get trained up like this for nothing. Your credits count. You can build on that and go on and get an associate degree if you want. But this gets you workforce ready and trained and able to get a good job. And that's what happened to this woman that we were talking to. 57 years old, trained in a completely different career field, has an internship and a job offer after that. She's still in class, so she can't work until she finishes her internship, but she's got a job. She went from unemployed to a decent paying job through this program. We tend to see a lot of people in our community who have education in a certain area and no chance they'll ever get employment in that area. What we encourage them to do is to look at these and retrain in these areas because their education is not wasted. Their skill sets, the research and writing and the commitment that they went through to get that education all apply to another career field very, very easily. And they become very desirable employees. And they get to use what they've learned. So that's one of the other things that a program like this can do. But it's an incredible thing. And I think the state will continue to fund this. The state of Indiana has estimated by 2025, we're going to need 50,000 credentialed people a year, whether it's that first or second level or associates or a degree, 50,000 a year. Right now, Ivy Tech's producing 30,000. So we have a long way to go. And the point of, so what do we need 50,000 for? As well, if we're going to sustain the economy in Indiana, we're going to sustain a workforce that has good wages and livable wages, we're going to need these kind of people certified and trained. And that's what Ivy Tech, that's one of its biggest missions is right now to do that. But what I wanted to try to get across to you today is please think of Ivy Tech. They'll take a person in and they will help them. And it's very easy. You do not have to fill out reams of paperwork. You don't have to do anything like that. You can call them. You can email them. You can go on the web and just get their foot in the door. If they get the foot in the door, the staff out there is very skillful and very trained to deal with these people where they are, that is academically or in their life. They understand how to do this. And they've done a super job of it. So the real key I hope to leave you with is if you've gotten anything out of this, if you see anybody who is either thinking of not pursuing an education or has abandoned it or doesn't know what to do, please send them our way. We may talk to them and they may end up doing something else, but that's okay. But don't let them just drift around aimlessly when there's a future available to them. Please send them to us. And we'll do the best we can with them and help them succeed. So that's really kind of all I wanted to say. And thank you for patience and listening to me on this whole thing. Any questions? I'll take questions. I may not answer them. I'll take them. But
I just want to say, when I became a trustee at Indiana State in 1988, and I was a trustee there for 16 years, there was no transferring credits from Indiana, from Ivy Tech to Indiana State or any other four-year college. And that has changed totally. Excellent. And it seems to me this is just a wonderful, wonderful development. And it's because of a lot of people. There was a real resistance from IU to transferring credits. And John Weikart actually fought IU with that because there was a question. People at IU said, oh no, that can't. Those credits can't be worth what they are here, and you know, faculty resistance and so forth. But we've overcome that and understand that it's just wonderful. So I'm very impressed with the whole program that's there now. Congratulations!
Thank you for joining us for this week's Public Affairs program. I'm Jay Zimmer. Make it a great week.